this first episode is going to be about, of course, introducing myself, so you guys know who I am moving forward in this relationship, because that's what it's going to be, a relationship, whether that is platonic or intimate, however you guys want to make it. I'm here for it, but I do have to introduce myself, and we're just going to jump into that. Let's get started. For those who don't know me, my name is Layla, and for those who do, you guys might know me from my writing page or another page on, you know, social media, whether that is Twitter or Instagram. I go by the same header most of the time. It has France in it, so France Writes, Lay France, mostly Lay France. I think I kept the same header for, oh, France Lay. See, I almost forgot. But anything France, it's me. And yeah, so I started writing on Instagram, I can say, I want to say 2016 2017, and it's 2020 now, so you guys do the math. I've been writing publicly for a while, though, you know, my page is not that big, and I don't know, it's just, it became a part of me. And when I started it, it was a big leap. It took a big leap of confidence for me because, you know, I never really showed anybody my writing. I've been writing since I was young, and I just, you know, 2017, 2016, you know, compared to when you're like 7, you know, 9, writing stuff, you know, it took a lot out of me, you know, because I never did it to where people would actually see it or read it. But yeah, my writing has definitely pushed me to be more vocal. So that's why I wanted to do a podcast. Of course, I've seen other poets and influencers do podcasts, and I thought they're just so interesting. I love podcasts. I listen to them all the time. And I was like, I would love to make one and just hit on topics that, you know, most people hit on but don't really go into depth to, or, you know, hit on topics that relate to me, my age group, my ethnicity, and it could be relatable. I think that was my number one goal with my writing page, and now with this podcast, I want a platform to be comfortable for people to read and share and follow, you know. We have the Shade Room, and we have the blogs, and we have all the funny meme pages. Gosh, can't talk. You know, why not have another bit of social media that's intriguing mentally, that's, you know, comfortable, relatable, laughable. If we're really thinking about, you know, social media and how that impacts our life, you know, it's a big chunk of it, unfortunately, and technology is too. It's 2020, you know, why not have that safe space within social media? And I want to make it, I try to make it a safe place for everybody on my writing page, and now it's going to be for my podcast. I want people to love it as much as I do, and love to be here as much as I do. It's so funny because I could remember something this person had told me when it came to writers and how they were so bad at speaking to people publicly, like just speaking, like how they're just so like very clumsy over their words and stuttery. And that's honestly how I feel now. I'm like, I get it, because the person was telling me, like, I would understand because it's so hard, you know, to talk to people, to actually have your words catch up with you and not having to think so hard about them when you're writing. Or is it the other way around? I feel like you think so hard about them when you're riding them. So therefore it is easier, or it makes more sense when it's on paper. But when you speak it, it's a whole different ballgame, because your words have to catch up with what the hell you're thinking about. If that makes sense. But I feel like I'm going through that now. Like, it's so hard to talk. And I thought it was going to be the easiest thing, because I do it with my friends all the time. Like, I talk my ass off, but like, this is hard. But anyways, we're going to go into the second topic today that I feel like, well, the second and the first topic, I was just introducing myself in the beginning. I feel like this topic would make sense for this, because we are at the beginning. This is the first episode. Why not talk about, you know, youth and how growing up can affect you, your environment, and how making sure that your mental health at a young age, and how to install that, what is that word? How to install that hard drive of you need to take care of yourself, or you need to make sure your mind is where it needs to be for yourself, and never make that less of a priority, because mental health is important. And I know we hear that all the time now in 2020, and we're very open about it now, but I feel like healthy habits in a home play a tremendous part in a child's mental development. You know what I mean? Because I feel like, you know, we sit and we look at a kid and it's like, oh, you guys, you're so cute and you're so amazing and I love you. Oh my God, you came out of me. You're me. But we don't understand how to make, we don't understand that though that child is 1 year, 1 year old, 1 year old, or two or three, a couple months old, we have to understand that they're their own human being. You know what I mean? They're their own individual, and you have to cater to their mental health like that. If they get upset about, you know, this movie and how it ended, and you know, the character, their favorite character did this, and they're upset and they're crying, it's more of a, okay, well, we understand that he's sensitive to that, and that's okay. It's okay to be sensitive, baby. It's okay to be it's okay to be sensitive. Shoot, I'll be crying now. I cry all the time, but it's okay. And I feel like in a home, if you don't let your child be able to express themselves the way they need to emotionally, I feel like it becomes harder for them as an adult. And then that's where we get the adults who are scared to even try to connect with people, who are scared, who don't understand how to speak up for themselves. And I feel like everything starts at the home. There was this one movie clip on Twitter, and I hate to bring this up on from Twitter. I know that's kind of ghetto, but y'all. And it was from the movie The Fence with Viola Davis and what's his name? Y'all, if y'all look up The Fence, you would, if it comes to mind, I'll say it, what his name was. But it was with these two well-known actors. And there's a movie clip going around from that movie. And he was the dad, he was basically saying to the son, I don't have to love you. Or am I wrong? I feel like he was saying, I don't have to like you. I'm sorry, not love you. That would have been crazy. I don't have to like you. You know, are you fed? Yes. Do you have a roof over your head? Yes. You know, if it wasn't without me and your mom, you wouldn't be here, right? Yes. So why do I have to like you? It's my obligation to take care of you, because I made you in a way. And I feel like it has its pros and cons, Because I definitely heard that before from my mom. You know, it's my obligation. I have to do this, you know. So why ask such a silly question of, do I like you or do I love you? Because of course I do if I'm doing it. I feel like it has its pros and cons as I think about it now. Because how am I supposed to understand what love is if you don't show me that? You just tell me that this is what it is, and you don't even tell me that. You're not vocal about it. You rarely show it. How am I supposed to know what love is? So when I get older, it's more of like, shoot, I'm giving you the bare fucking minimum. I'm opening the door for you. I'm doing this for you. I'm cooking for you because I have to. And that means I love you. And I feel like that's the con side, because it's like that doesn't correlate. We know now that everyone has their own love language. Everyone needs certain things in order to be understood when it comes to, you know, love or being emotional and our mental health. We all have our own certain things because we're so diverse, everyone's mind. So, you know, telling a child, well, I have to, and that means, because I have to, that means I love you. It's, in turn, I understand how that can be confusing and conflicting. On the other hand, I do understand the idea of where he was coming from. And I know people would be upset that I even said that. But I mean, we all have those parents who are very, I do this because I have to and I love you immensely. Even though I don't show it, I don't know how to show it, how you might understand what love is, how you might want it to be like. I love you because I do these things for you, and I want to do the, I have to do these things for you. And I can understand that. You know what I mean? So to completely look at that clip and be like, oh, that's so horrible. Oh, again, that can be somebody else's, you know, trigger. That can be so far away from how they view their love language that if they look at it and they're like, I could never do that for my kid. And that's okay. But I feel like when you need to install a healthy mindset for your kids, when it comes to mental health, there needs to be basics. You need to talk to your child. You need to, you know, there's needs, you know, that needs to be met emotionally. Did you ask them how they felt today, or did you try to dig deeper into what they like and their likes and what they don't like? Did you try to ask them that? You know what I mean? Are you aware as a parent? I feel like that's the basics for, you know, mental health. Installing good mental health into your child. That's the basics. You have to be aware. You have to know the signs. And I'm not saying that you're perfect and you're going to get every, you're going to reach and see every sign, but there should be a point of just treat that child like, you know, someone you really love. Treat them like the individual that they are. And if they feel this way at this age, and then you, as a parent, have an obligation. Yes, of course, you have an obligation. I'm sorry. To cater to their feelings in a way. And that's up to you if their feelings, how they feel towards certain things or how they are emotionally, is right or wrong. I mean, I don't see how a kid emotionally, how they do stuff, how that would be right or wrong. But some parents are different. How you raise your child is different. But yes, there needs to be a basis for how you treat your child so that they can develop a healthy mind. Because I can tell you now, I'm sure you guys tuning in could understand, you know, being a young adult, being a young adult and not being in the greatest state of mind, and how that affects you for, you know, how it feels. It's tiring. Because you're learning stuff about yourself and you're relearning. And you know, you might learn from other people, you know, how you should be feeling about certain things and how, you know, it's okay to cope with certain things. You might be learning that for the first time and it gets tiring. So why not save, you know, your child that heartache, that time of suffering? Why not save your child that by, you know, trying to install healthy habits mentally? If we can install eat your veggies and you need to go clean your room, make your bed, if we can install that, we can install, hey, you know, go check up on your brother, see how he's doing. Hey, you need to make sure you go do your writing, make sure you go paint, you like to do that, go do that. Why can't we install that? Instill. I've been saying, oh my gosh, I've been saying that so wrong. Instill that. Why can't you do that? There's no excuse. And I know people might look at this and be like, oh well, those who don't have kids, you don't have much you can say. But I mean, again, if a kid is a regular, if we look at a kid as an individual and not as, that's mine, that's my child, I'm gonna do whatever the hell I want. If we can look at a child as, you know, they're gonna grow up and be their own fucking person, then we can have an opinion on certain things. I'm not telling you to, I'm not being like Summer Walker and being like, hey, don't be feeding your kids this milk, da 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 da. I'm not saying that. I'm just healthy habits, but the right healthy habits. Let's do the healthy habits that will actually matter. I feel like I didn't get that in my childhood. Am I upset at my parents? No. Is it harder for me? Yes. I have to flip and cope with anxiety. I've gone through depression, you know, and it's like, I feel like certain things, though it's a lot, it has a lot to do with your own self and how you do shit, and it's up to you, yes, but I feel like, could it have been helped if certain things in my childhood could have been instilled in me? Yes, of course. If my environment was a certain way, of course. But I'm not saying that's, you know, what the fuck is the matter, and that this is why the fuck I'm doing this, and this is why I feel this way, and I'm blaming my parents. No, I'm not. Or my environment. I'm not blaming anyone. But that it has to be real, like the habits and all that. It's I feel like it just takes much more to raise a child, you know. I feel like this is a whole human, and we have to do our best, and we have to put a lot into them for sure. Like, shit. And it's like, when you think about it, it's scary, because we see certain people having kids and not giving them the basics of it, because maybe that parent didn't have the basics of whatever the fuck that, you know, they needed when they were younger. So now it's just a habit. Now it's just a habit. And it's scary, because it's like, well, I hope that I got everything I needed. And it's a self-reflection moment, because it's like, well, I really, before I even think about having kids, or before I even think about starting a family or adopting, however you want to do that, I need to be where I need to be. And that should always be, you know, important to you. How you are feeling mentally, how you are growing mentally, spiritually. You know, before you even try to step into having a child, a family, because that can go good or bad. And, you know, that's just my opinion for real. I don't know, y'all. I was reading this, and I was reading something about this topic, and someone was like, I asking, someone was asking and said, what should it look like bringing, you know, the importance of growing up, what should it look like bringing that importance of the healthy habits, the healthy mental installments of the youth? What, you know, I'm doing too much. I'm doing way too much. But what would that look like bringing it into your adulthood? And essentially, what would it mean and how would it look? And I, you know, I feel like I just touched on it, but it should look like you're happy with yourself. You're happy with yourself. You're able to cope through certain situations in life because, you know, one thing about it, if you cannot cope, it starts to come out it starts to show itself in other ways. If you can't cope with certain aspects of life, it can be detrimental because you're sitting there in the same spot maybe for years because you can't cope with certain things that life threw at you. So I feel like, how would you know you're bringing it into your adulthood and how that should look? It should look like you're happy with yourself and that you're coping. You're getting through it. You're getting up and you're doing it. You're doing it. But you're also aware of others around you. You know, you never want to be that person who is, oh, all about self-improvement. Oh my God, yeah. I'm all about it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you could be that person, but don't lose sight of who the fuck is around you. And I say that to say, don't be so far up your own ass. Though it's so, you know, being young and up your ass and doing great and really take care of your mental health is great. Just remember that you're going to come across people in your life that you need their guidance, or you want their love and you want to be loved by them. And don't let that ego turn you into a person nobody wants to talk to. Turn you into somebody that's not humble with their growth, who is indeed so far up the ego ladder that people look up at you and be like, well, bitch, you could stay there. Like, shit. You could stay there, like, for real, because, bitch, I'm not finna get you down from there. Don't be a I'm too good person. Don't do that. So it should be a balance. If you're bringing it into your adulthood, you should have balance of some sort. There, it should be balance, and you should always be able to ground yourself. All in all, you should be doing shit that makes you happy. But also, and taking care of yourself. Doing shit that makes you happy. Taking care of yourself. But also, understanding that you're not the only one on this whole planet. You know? At least that's what I try to do. I try to be, like now, I try to be relatable to people because people can teach me things. And I'm not saying be the most open person and talk to everybody and they mama and get to know everybody, but, you know, be open in some aspects. Because I feel like that can teach you tremendous things. Tremendous. When you do make that step to have children, have a family, I believe that you'll be able to understand your children's mental and their emotional state, because you were open enough to not just deal with your own, but love people unconditionally when they're going through their own stuff and how they feel emotionally. And you've seen it all and you're able to understand it and you're not scared of it. You enjoy the fact that people are different. and everyone has their own ways of coping. Everyone has their own shit that they're going through. Everyone has their own emotional state of mind outside of you. So that you can instill that healthy tactic mentally into your kids, because you're healthy within yourself, and you know you're whole within yourself. You like yourself, and you'll be okay. You will be okay. I hope you guys enjoyed the first episode of Speak France. I'm ready for the rest to come out. I think I'm going to be uploading every 2 weeks, so keep a lookout for that. I was nervous this first time, but we got through it, guys. I love you. Thank you for listening. If you have any suggestions, topics, questions, hit me up in my messages. I am ready, okay? And you guys have a great day. Mwah.